American farmers are having trouble paying the bills. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Farmers across the country are having trouble paying back loans. The latest government data out this month shows the rate of farm loan delinquencies is the highest it's been in 9 years. Part of this has to do with President Trump's tariffs, which have hit U.S. exports and farmers' profits. Marketplace's Renata Sago has been looking into this. Renata, what are the latest stats?
Okay, so the Farm Agency issued $1.1 billion in direct farm loans last fiscal year. That's the highest in the agency's history. These are loans to farmers who don't qualify for commercial loans. What we're seeing now is that the delinquency rate for farmers paying back some of these loans is the highest it's been since 2010. Farmers rely on these loans to plan and harvest crops and raise livestock, which keeps them in business. Tariffs have made it much harder for U.S. exports overall, especially for U.S. grain crops like corn and soybean and wheat.
But tariffs aren't the only problem here.
Right. Crop prices have been sliding for years now, and farmers have been needing to produce more and more crops in order to increase their profit margins. Add to that, environmental factors are playing a part, leading to crop failures and lower harvests. Many farmers just really haven't been selling at the rate that they need to in order to pay back these loans.
Marketplace's Renata Sago. Thanks.
Thank you.
And now let's do the numbers. South Korea's stock index closed down 1.8% after President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach a deal on nuclear weapons and sanctions earlier today. The FTSE in London is down 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 2-3% range, with the Dow off 57 points. From food insecurity to the aftermath of typhoons, there are many humanitarian crises we don't regularly hear about. A new report by CARE International says the lack of media attention affects how aid is directed to these areas. For more, we turn to Sheba Crocker. She's CARE's Vice President of Humanitarian Policy and Practice. Hi, Sheba.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. So you looked at more than a million online articles from 2018, tracking media mentions of various humanitarian crises and which got the least coverage. What do you think we're not paying enough attention to?
There are a number that are just consistently getting really low attention. For example, we have Haiti, where there was a food insecurity crisis throughout the year. Madagascar is one, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which consistently over the years, because it's been in crisis of one kind or another for decades, has faced really, really severe humanitarian challenges.
And in fact, you say it has as many displaced people as Syria, but gets far less attention. Why do you think that is?
I think part of the challenge, and this is what we've seen over the years with the Democratic Republic of Congo, is actually just the length of the crisis. I also just think, given the sort of geopolitical attention that the Syria crisis gets, it's going to be in the news more because it involves high-stakes geopolitics between the U.S. and Russia and other leading countries in the world.
You see some serious consequences from this lack of coverage, a correlation between the amount of media coverage directed at these crises and the amount of aid and funding they receive?
That's correct. You know, if you look at two of the crises that were most in the news last year, Syria and Yemen, you would see that even there, the funding needs are not coming close to being met. There was actually just earlier this week a big donor conference in Geneva for the Yemen crisis where about $2.6 billion were pledged, but that's of a total need estimate by the United Nations of over $4 billion. Contrast that, though, with the Democratic Republic of Congo, where by UN estimates, about $2 billion is needed to address humanitarian needs. And so far, under 2% of that need is met from a funding perspective.
Yeah, you mentioned the ongoing nature of many of these crises, the fact that even places that do receive more coverage are still underfunded. What's the answer?
I don't know that anyone has the answer, but certainly we have seen that a huge part of the answer is just making sure that public awareness continues to be high and that that leads to pressure in different ways for, you know, on political actors and on all of us who are also focused on advocacy and raising awareness to continue to do our part.
Okay, Sheba Crocker with CARE International. Thanks so much, Sheba.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Slaboff from Columbus, Indiana. Make Me Smart and Marketplace are two of my favorite shows, both pushing me to think outside of my normal boundaries and making issues important to me that I wouldn't have considered before. I became a marketplace investor because I feel it's important to vote with your dollar for media that makes a difference in the world. To join me as a marketplace investor, donate today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Today, Marriott International announces earnings, a time to gauge not just how it compares to other hotel chains, but to the big disruptor, Airbnb. Airbnb offers travelers extra experiences in the neighborhood near where travelers stay, but big chains like Marriott are pushing out extras too, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
For one of my upcoming work trips, I could pick Airbnb, which offers me a side experience of local sushi rolling on my dime, or Marriott in a side trip to NASCAR. These experiences are increasingly critical in hospitality, and chains like Marriott tend to offer big mass market choices, says Makarin Modi at Boston University's School of Hospitality.
You can use your Marriott reward points to actually get a concert ticket, or you can go for a tour of the Manchester United football stadium, the soccer stadium.
He considers Marriott a leader among hotel chains in this experience space. And those that do it well earn repeat customers, says analyst Mike Belisario at the investment firm Baird.
They want to capture that 22-year-old consultant who works at Ernst & Young or Accenture and is going to travel 100 days a year, and kind of lifetime loyalty to the brand.
And they get a bigger piece of our travel budget. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Musical.ly, a social network for short mobile videos, now known as TikTok, has agreed to pay nearly $6 million to settle allegations from the Federal Trade Commission that the company collected personal data from children. It's against the law to collect information from children under 13 without their parents' permission. The FTC says Musical.ly failed to get parental consent before collecting names, email addresses, and other personal information from child users. That $6 million penalty? It's actually a record fine for child privacy violation. I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.